Hi, everyone. Welcome to Cannabis Tech Talks, your weekly source for news and insights at the intersection of cannabis and technology. I'm Patricia Miller, executive editor with Cannabis and Tech Today. Joining me for this episode is Darcy Lapeer. She is the founder of Rodeo Girl CBD and Lapeer Bioscience. Darcy is a professional barrel racer, an executive producer, a former model and actress, and now an entrepreneur. Darcy has levied her passion for horses into a very cool wellness company specializing in CBD. She creates CBD patches, gummies, sauces. Plus, the coolest part, in my opinion, is a line of Healthy Heart CBD horse treats and silver horse equine and bovine supplements. So in today's episode, we'll discuss the inspiration behind Rodeo Girl CBD and discover how Darcy's testing methods are adding to this research around CBD for animals. So I'm very excited. Thanks for joining us, Darcy.
Thank you for having me. First of all, I am so honored to be able to talk about creations and especially our products. I wish I could take a full say that I did everything, but I didn't. I have a phenomenal team behind me. A brilliant people where I that are in the same creative lane and believe in my creative outrageous ideas sometimes and go with it, and which is CBD today and Steve Anderson and Steve Cocaine. They're just phenomenal. It's funny his last name is Cocaine, but it's you know, I've always been one of those that I guess I'll back up a little bit. Being a professional barrel racer, I'm around animals, horses, cows, animals all day, all the time. And you're always wanting to doctor your horses to make them feel better, because if it's a speed event, so the fastest time wins. You circle three barrels and you in a clover leaf pattern, and the fastest time wins. Sometimes it's deep ground and slippery ground, and they get sore because the most you know, they're under a lot of stress. So I wanted to create products that would help them be less stressful, be able to be focused, and then after products. So products before, during, and after performances. The animals that we have are performance horses, and they're bred for that. And I think the big misconception a lot is that, you know, we abuse our animals or we're hard on our animals. But, I mean, they love what they do. They have their own social media pages. They're stars themselves. They just enjoy, whether a bucking horse, a bucking bull, or a professional barrel racing horse, or even a show dog. The clowns have all of these dogs. But one thing that I found just by watching was that anything like gunfire, or every rodeo, there's fireworks after the national anthem or before and after, or part of the rodeo is fireworks. I live out in the country. There's a lot of gunfire. People are sighting in their guns. They're shooting. I mean, and they all, none of the animals appreciate it. <They'll Yeah. shake. laughs> So I wanted to help them. So I've created products, you know, for the dogs. And I'm working on one. I'm calling it Thunder Buddies. Right now, we're just calling it Dog Treats. But and it's for also like for grooming, separation, anxiety. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, breeding purposes, etc. I use it. You know, my Roxy girl would go in and go hide during fireworks. And so it was always to help the animals, and I wanted to do that, but I always thought that, well, I don't want my animals stoned. And that's always the misconception that I run into day in, day out. I don't want my horse to be stoned. And that is what I've always been up against. And I was that person, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. I was that person. I didn't, Oh, because
And
I
so
was
where
I
did you learn about CBD? Where did it see, become like a viable option to you when you realized, hey, this doesn't have THC in it?
well, I a friend of mine, I live in Oregon, and everybody was switching from growing hay to growing marijuana. So in my thought, marijuana meant THC, meant being stoned. Well, I cannot smoke pot. I cannot have THC. I'm a terrible stoner. Well, I didn't understand that that was only one small part of the plant, that there was also 147 other phenomenal cannabinoids that work on, gosh, anti-inflammatory, keeping calm, keeping our horses, rejuvenated and focused, and all of the amazing things that they help all of our mammals. I mean, I make tinctures. We had I gave them to a breeding a rabbit farm. There were dogs, and they weren't doing what rabbits do best, breathing. And they had taken the tincture, and they were able to relax and continue doing what rabbits do best. So it's just, I grew 5 acres of CBD and CBG myself because I wanted to learn. For me, I'm a visual person. I have to touch it and see it. And I grew it. I fertilized it with the help of, friends. I would ask, okay, now what do I do? Now what do I do? Oh, we got to take the seed out. It's going to be a male female. I mean, I was what? And I was so captivated by the plant. And I said, gosh, this looks like, are you sure that that's not THC? Darcy, first of all, you'd be in jail, and that'd probably be no. It was just so I education by doing it and growing it and asking and nerding, geeking out at all of the whole processes and all of the brilliant groups of people that are working on freezing it and selling it people with seizures and cancer patients. And I mean, it's just incredible what the plant does, and that I was so stubborn and ignorant not to be open-minded to the 147 amazing cannabinoids, what they can do and make you feel. If I don't use my pain cream, I get trapped on my back in my bed and I can't wipe myself properly. I use it on my low back. I mean, I get trapped in my bed like a turtle. I can't push my feet in the bed to be able to turn over. I mean, oh,
Well, and
I get so sore.
you've had some pretty traumatic injuries, didn't you? You broke your neck in 2005. I mean, have you found that CBD is helping with some of the inflammation from those injuries, and not to mention what you go through daily with the horses?
Absolutely. I'm turning 59 this year, or well, wink, I'll say 29, but I'm turning 59. And yes, I had a trailer door, back of a steel trailer door, fall and hit me flat on the head down at Rodeo Houston. Broke my neck, two discs. But being around horses and the lifestyle, I had a compound fracture in my arm, broken ribs, fingers, toes, gosh, I mean, you name it. But that's not unusual for people being around such large animals. I'm not unusual, but the pain's the same. It hurts me, it hurts them. And what I found is, we do the nanotechnology to where the cannabinoids can cross the blood-brain barrier faster, so that almost immediately, like the pain patches, I can put them on and I get immediate relief, and I'm able to sleep all night. And like with the cream, I use the cream on my hands, but most of what I do is I put it on my horse's joints, because their knees, their ankles, their elbows, get really sore because they work those. And so I'll rub that into their joints and they feel they get the same relief, if not more than what we do. I mean, they are a large animal, and that was why I really leaned into and educated myself with creams and tinctures. And right now we're developing a gummy with adaptogenics for mushrooms combined with the CBD and CBG for the benefit of anti-inflammatory and putting in the colloidal silver. Because balancing your pH, if your pH is balanced, bad things aren't going to happen. Like with horses, giving a horse the product, silver horse, main great ingredient is colloidal silver. It balances the animal's pH. If the animal's, a horse cannot burp or throw up, it just dies. Their system isn't made real great. It has a hole in the mouth and a hole in the rear end. So they lay down, and when they get up, you hope that the miles of colon go back to where it's supposed to be. It doesn't always. If they have a gas, if they're stressed, if there's new grass growing, new grass is sugar. You look at it, it's sugar. But that's called founder. Or it gives them a stomach ache. That's called colic. Mm. If you give the silver horse the pH, it will help balance their pH and then take that away. So we're working on also a human. For a human, I drink it. I mean, I drink silver horse. I mean, I hear along, you know, I drink it myself, just, but I have a big gallon in my refrigerator, but I, you know, you have to mix it just because the silver will, it's heavy and it'll go to the bottom, but it's phenomenal. It's an old remedy. It's an old remedy. A lot of farmers would use it with their cows. And I also have made a silver cow, and that helps mamas and babies. Like when they get separated, they'll get diarrhea, scours. And if they get too much, they'll dehydrate. And you don't want them getting dehydrated because, you know, they die. And it's just a wonderful product, a healthy product. You can't, just like the wonderful plant that we get CBD and CBG from, you cannot overdose on that. You'd have to eat, I think it was like 147 bars of silver or something yeah. like that.
Well, what I thought was really interesting you were telling me about is you've been doing some thermal imaging testing on the horses. Yeah. So I guess when you apply the creams, and then also, is that also when they eat the horse treats that you've given them? But tell me about that, the process of thermal imaging and what you're seeing.
Well, again, we use thermal imaging to see where the heat is on a horse. If something's hot, it's mat. So if their back shows red, or if their legs show hot, we want to cool it down. And so by using tinctures, by using putting pain cream and our poultice, it will literally cool that down. So horses are hoofs, tendons, rubber bands, and muscles. So we want those rubber bands cooled, but we need to warm them up. And we want them warm when we're competing. So when it's like, okay, we're going to warm up before we race them, but we want to cool them down and keep them cool and tight. So the products, the pain cream is a phenomenal product, because literally before your eyes, you can see that the heat is going down and away. And it's just an amazing tool, the thermal imaging, to be able to see how it's working in the animal. I mean, with us, with dogs, with, you know, with you, if you have, you know, anything sore, you can see it working. I mean, it's just an amazing tool to help all of us. And the also, you know, the other way, if it doesn't go down, well, then maybe there's a tear in the tendon that you have to look after and give the horse time off. What if they're, you know, a break? I mean, it's just, there's so many things that you can do and use them for a different way. Who would ever think that you could take a marijuana plant, put the THC over here, and then use all of the other amazing parts of that plant and heal and help the animals feel better and ourselves? I mean, the natives have been doing it for thousands. I mean, I'm Chippewa Cree native. You know, our reservation is up in Great Falls, Montana. And so, you know, our great great grandmothers would grab the soil, feel it, blow into it, and they would know the exact moisture content and when was the best time for growing and what to grow and how to grow and what to eat. And it's just a really incredible. And that her name is Rosalind Lapeer. She did a, we just got our buffalo. The government gave us buffalo and she teaches indigenous, all things indigenous and that. So, and I guess I'm kind of honoring our heritage by using the plants and giving back to our seven generations by using the plants and the herbs in the natural way, instead of using, you know, the prescription medicines. I mean, there's definitely a place for prescription medicines and that, but really, if you use the herbs the way, and you know, you grind them down, and it just works. I mean, it just works. The colloidal silver, the silver horse, the CBD, the CBG, mixed, you know, with our tinctures and pain creams, with some mint. It just works. It just makes you feel better. You can sleep. You can function. You just feel better. And I'm really, really proud of that.
Absolutely. And something I've thought was interesting, looking at your CBD horse treats, is the milligram, the dosage. So when I saw it, I thought, man, that seems low for a horse. It's huge, right? When they need more than a human being. How did you determine the dosing? And tell me a little bit about how horses kind of metabolize things.
Well, being such a big animal, you'd think that they would need a lot of something. And for instance, this is a analogy. There's a medication. It's like anti-inflammatory. And a dog, the dosage for a dog would be one full tablet. For a horse, the horse would only take a quarter of that tablet, because their metabolism is so much faster.
Wow.
Horses are made by our creator to get up off the ground and run. Their babies, as soon as they're born, then their feet are really soft. They have what they call full slippers, just hard enough to where they can break free. And then they're up drinking and running within, you know, right away. It's just such an incredible. It's just an incredible animal. But their metabolism is so fast that they don't have time. And of course, I'm just guessing God's mind. It's like, why did you make their metabolism so fast? Well, so they can get the hell out of Dodge.
Yeah. And so you can do a smaller dose for a horse, like say 20 milligrams, and that's going to be just as effective for them as, you know, like maybe a larger dose would be for us. And that's because they have a faster metabolism.
Faster metabolism, yes.
Amazing.
Once you start, I was one of my mentors, Ed Wright, years ago. He says, once you start speaking horse, understanding horse, then you'll be able to help the horse. And now, after 22 years in the business, I get completely what he's talking about. And now, if I could, I wish I could. He's passed on now, but I'm just really proud of the products because they do help. The education, if all of us could just educate that they aren't going to be stoned. I mean, I suppose they could, and that's another story. But I always say, for me, because I cannot. I mean, I can. I'm a terrible stoner, but I always say this: the potato gives us vodka, but yet the potato gives us French fries and mashed potatoes. The marijuana plant gives us THC, but yet gives us CBD, CBG, and all of these wonderful cannabinoids that we can use for anti-inflammatory and sleep and on and on and on. So Miss Darcy can't do THC.
I
And I
love
don't
that
like the
analogy,
vodka
though.
part. I
Yeah.
don't like the vodka part. But I do like French fries and mashed potatoes. And I do love the cannabinoids, man, because they're phenomenal. And also the mushroom. I mean, it's always been overlooked, but the mushroom is really a phenomenal. I mean, again, it's of the earth. Like Creator gave it to us to use. So, using it in our products is staying the native way. And again, I'm, very proud of that I can maybe give that back for, to our tribe.
I think that's wonderful.
Thank
Let's
you.
take a quick sponsor break and we'll be right back with more from Darcy. The Gavita RS 1900E, a 6-reel foldable LED fixture that balances output and efficiency, delivering 1900 micromoles per second at 3 micromoles per joule. Premium Gavita diodes powered by the broad-range Gavita driver emit broad-spectrum white light with increased blue spectrum, which may enhance terpene and cannabinoid profiles. The Gavita RS1900E dims to 10% with the Gavita EL3 master controller sold separately for a wide range of applications and easier growth phase transitions. Learn more at gavita.com/1900. And we are back with Darcy Lapeer. Darcy, you've been teaching me a lot about horses, more than I knew I didn't know. So I really appreciate your insights on it. As you've been kind of talking to people in the equine community, sharing what the work you're doing with CBD, are you running into veterinarians a lot? I mean, what do they think about the use of CBD for horses and large mammals?
Well, again, I think generationally speaking, two things, legalities and education. We don't want our animals stoned. It's not legal yet. It's not the, I mean, it's like it is. So it depends, how open-minded they are, how forward-thinking they are. They will listen to me because I don't give up.
Yeah.
So you have to listen to me. Oh, okay, Darcy, what? I'm like, see, this, and I show them this. Okay, you're right. You're right. Well, that makes sense. And then later they'll send me, you're right. But it's just education, educating. It depends on how forward thinking. I mean, like there's veterinary, kind of like there's doctors, but then there's specialists for different things. Same with vets. There's a vet, and then there's a small animal vet. There's an exotic vet. There's a performance horse vet. There's a cow vet. There's the amazing Dr. Pohl. I love him. I want to meet him someday. I fangirl over him. But with performance horse vets, they are, and again, some are, no, that's, some are completely, totally against it because of the legalities and it's not legal or this, or, you know, we're not quite there yet. We're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting.
I think that's true for a lot of the industry, but I'm glad you're bringing your perspective and insight to the community there in Oregon and making an impact that way. As you're looking forward to, you know, continuing to develop Rodeo Girl CBD, what do you see on the horizon? What are you excited about as far as developing the brand?
Well, making a Rodeo Girl 2.
Yeah.
I always say that Rodeo Girl was a TV show that I had created. You know, I also create television, documentaries, docuseries, in my spare time, of course, and doing more animal shows that will incorporate products. I really think that that helps people understand how to use products, the benefit of them, and education. I think education is, I'd have to say, the biggest with all of the products. And I think we all would help each other by maybe starting a group of education, all of the CBD groups, all of the hemp, all of the drinks, all of the, I mean, there's so many of them. And there's room for all of us, and there's money enough for all of us. It's not a competition amongst us. It's us teaching the world. And, you know, for all of us to go internationally, and I just think it would change so much. We wouldn't have as many wars.
Yeah, right.
You know, if I really, everybody would be like, hey, chill, send Snoop Dogg over there, you know? Yeah. So I just really think that it would, that's to take everything internationally. I always joke that I'll send one thing to France, and then I'll be international. But again, you know, it's like, ooh, I'm getting in trouble. But everything is moving forward. And I really, it won't be long until everything is legalized and across the board. And I hope that I can be part of that and open, you know, those that thought the way I thought years ago, that they're completely educated, knowing that that plant can help you.
So where can our listeners go to follow along with your journey and learn more about your products?
LapeereBioscience.com. It's a website. It's a very serious medicinal website. And then also RodeoGirlCBD.com. And also there's a website, and we're working on it daily. It's really hard to keep up, and I'm not techie, but I'm in the trenches. I'm in the bar. I'm in, you know.
And if for our listeners out there, do you have any kind of parting thoughts or final words of wisdom that you'd like to share about CBD, or, you know, the evolving world of CBD for animals? Fill us in.
Keep educating. Just keep educating that THC is something else. CBD is something else. keep an open mind, educate your neighbor, educate your family, educate your kids. It's education, and understanding. And it's easy. The THC is over here. And I always use the potato. The potato has vodka.
Yeah.
The marijuana plant has THC. We don't do that, but we do all of the CBD and CBG, coming now with the using the mushrooms and you know the colloidal silver. All of it's natural. I mean, it's kind of like Dorothy the Wizard of Oz. It's been there the whole time. We've had it the whole time.
Yeah,
and just think it's phenomenal that those that have been brave enough to go ahead and make products and make drinks and do these ahead. I mean, the hat's off to them. And, you know, my brother-in-law has been using, THC and that. And I'll tell you what, he went to Vietnam. He was a longshoreman. He's so healthy. And he says, I have to say, if it wasn't for that plant, I wouldn't be. So, I mean, his skin, his joints, his medulla. I mean, he must be, see, Terry, I think he must be close to 80. You would never think that. And it's, him partaking, old hippies, they're going to outlive us all. They're going to be 200. Literally 200, because they knew, I mean, maybe, I don't know. I think they enjoyed the THC part a lot more than what, like, I'm using the CBD and CBG, all of the C's and that, and it just really, really helps. I mean, I have coffee in the morning, and then I put my pain patches on, or use my pain cream. My neck, whatever's bothering me, because I live in the Northwest and the weather, oh my gosh, I can tell you, my body will tell me when when it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. And the same with the animals. I mean, they're sore from performing, and it's not just about performance horses or that. It's just a way of living. I mean, I make bath bombs, put them in the bath. It's a lifestyle. And Rodeo Girl, CBD, that is a lifestyle. From the morning you get up and you use a facial cleanser, the visor, clear through to the cream, the pain patches. I mean, we're making sunscreen with it. I mean, all day long. It is a complete lifestyle, and you're crystal clear and focused. It's just, I mean, we have drinks. We make, on the website, we have phenomenal drinks. We make hot sauce, ranch dressing. It's the best ranch dressing. I can't give you the secret. It's so good. It's the best ranch dressing I've ever had. So I'm just really proud of everything that we're doing, and my partners, they're so forward thinking and think nothing of calling on a Sunday at midnight of this and that and this and that, and we get it, and I was just so blessed to be able to meet a laboratory that or is so forward thinking that and trust me, that trust my, I guess, experience, many years experience, good and bad. I've gotten hurt. Horses are no joke. They're 1200 pounds of solid muscle.
Oh yeah.
So it's just knowing where to be, knowing where to be around on that animal. If you stay around her shoulder, closer to the animal, the better. I know that sounds different, but our horses are all, like I said, trained, and now I can train my own, but I used to have to buy my horses trained. I didn't know what I was doing. I knew I just wanted to go fast. I went to a rodeo and was like, what is that? Well, that's barrel racing. I don't want to do barrel racing. I want to go with that. Oh my gosh. I had no idea what I was doing, but I just wanted to go fast. And I, Yeah, I paid for it because I should have learned to walk before I ran. That's the story of my life. I jumped with the, I've lived a lot of lives, and I've always been one to caution those who ask me for advice, because I've always been one to jump without parachutes. Sometimes it works out all right, sometimes not so well. But I always say, just, dream big and just go for
I love that. I think that's excellent advice.
it. Yeah.
Well, I think that I learned a lot, and I'm sure our audience did. I really appreciate you sharing your perspective with us. We'll conclude it there, and thank you again for joining us, Darcy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you for the opportunity, Patricia. It means a lot. Thank you.